The first crusade, a wild mob of honest Christians, defaulting bankrupts, penniless noblemen, and fugitives from justice, following the lead of half-crazy Peter the Hermit and Walter Without a Cent, began their campaign against the infidels by murdering all the Jews whom they met by the way. They got as far as Hungary, and then they were all killed. This experience taught the Church a lesson. Enthusiasm alone would not set the Holy Land free. Organization was as necessary as goodwill and courage. A year was spent in training and equipping an army of 200,000 men. They were placed under command of Godfrey of Bouillon, Robert, Duke of Normandy, Robert, Count of Flanders, and a number of other noblemen, all experienced in the art of war. In the year 1096, this second crusade started upon its long voyage. At Constantinople, the knights did homage to the emperor. For, as I have told you, traditions die hard, and a Roman emperor, however poor and powerless, was still held in great respect. Then they crossed into Asia, killed all the Muslims who fell into their hands, stormed Jerusalem, massacred the Mohammedan population, and marched to the Holy Sepulchre to give praise and thanks amidst tears of piety and gratitude. But soon the Turks were strengthened by the arrival of fresh troops. Then they retook Jerusalem, and in turn killed the faithful followers of the cross.